Everybody, it's Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I want to welcome you to this brief midweek video here. It's Thursday morning, March 23. It's going to be brief for a few reasons. Number one, I'm sure you can kind of hear that I'm maybe getting a cold, not feeling the best this morning, which is unfortunate because my second reason this is going to be brief is because we're wrapping up school, getting ready to take a spring break trip as a family. So I have not had a lot of time this week to prepare like I normally would for one of these midweek videos. But there are a few things that I just want to kind of mention for those of you that are following the channel and the ministry that I'm excited about and I would just like to let everyone know about. If you haven't already done so, if you consider subscribing and ringing the alarm bell so that you can stay current with the ministry when we go live from our assembly building, as well as when we create content for you here midweek, we would certainly appreciate that. I want to remind you about our Rumble channel as well. We established this as an alt-text site should something happen to our YouTube ministry. So if you're into alt-text sites or just like an alternative to YouTube, please check us out and consider subscribing here on Rumble as well. Last week in my midweek video, I offered follow-up part two to my interview with Dwayne Green. There were some people that had a couple concerns about some of the stuff that I said in the interview, and so I've created this video here to clear up any confusion that might have existed relative to where I stand on a couple issues. So if you had a question about that, please consider checking out the video from last week here. Dwayne Green interview follow-up part two. Now, so what I want to talk about this video is actually our featured book, my book, Don't Pass Over Easter, A New Defense of Easter and Acts 12:4. And I got word this week from my publisher, Randy White, at Dispensational Publishing House, that this book was being marked down and placed on sale ahead of the Easter holiday. So right now, you can order this book for $6. If you order direct from the publisher, Randy White. So if you have a question about this passage or would like a different perspective on it, please consider checking out this book. It's a good price on sale this week if you order direct from the publisher. So Acts 12:4, the reading Easter is obviously debated and discussed a lot this time of year by those who are pro-King James folks as well as those who are trying to deride or claim that it's a mistake. I don't believe Easter is a mistake. I believe it's a perfectly legitimate translation of the Greek word Pascha, and that there is a long history of Easter being associated with the Jewish Passover in the English language. So if you are interested in that topic, again, this book is on sale this week, I believe, running up and also next week running up to the Easter holiday. So please consider taking advantage of the sale price and picking up a copy. My other sort of announcement is related to my From This Generation Forever book. This is volume one on inspiration. This is the first 27 lessons of my From This Generation Forever class, which I just completed this past Sunday, lesson 199. So the first 27 lessons were published last year in volume one. We are currently working on getting volume two into print. As you can see, volume one was related to the doctrine of inspiration, and volume two is going to be related to the doctrine of preservation. So I received this mock-up from the publisher, and we are getting very close to hopefully being able to release and publish volume two on preservation, hopefully next month before the end of the month of April. So I have to go through this and make sure everything is as good as I can. My editing is not great, particularly in my own writing. I just get to a point where I can't see my mistakes anymore because I read it the way sort of I intended to say it, and I miss stuff. So we're excited about being able to release Volume 2, hopefully by the end of next month. And just like Volume 1, this is going to be Volume 2 is going to be over 300 pages. It's going to cover lessons 28 through 56 in my From This Generation Forever class related to the study of preservation. And then we hopefully also are trying to be able to put out volume 3 also before the end of the year, which would cover the topics of canonicity and transmission. So we're excited about these printing aspects of the ministry. Again, if you would be so inclined, check out Don't Pass Over Easter at the sale price here leading up to the Easter holiday. And be on the lookout for Volume 2 of From This Generation Forever, the published notes on the doctrine of preservation. So we're excited about all of those things. Also want to remind you just quick, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9 a.m. here on this channel, 9 a.m. Eastern, we are re-releasing or rebroadcasting the earlier lessons to the From This Generation Forever course as I'm migrating that content off of one of the Saints from My Assembly's YouTube page and onto the church's page here. And we've been doing this now for a number of weeks. Even when I'm gone next week, I've already preloaded and pre-scheduled the releases for Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so that will continue. I don't know. I'm probably thinking I won't do a midweek video, but maybe I'll have time or something will break in a way that I don't expect, and there'll be a video anyway. I just don't know, but my thought is probably there won't be a midweek video next week. But check this out. The first 27 lessons are there from Volume 1. Volume 2 is there. In fact, we're right in the middle of the rebroadcast of the Volume 2 material on preservation. So please consider checking that out. And if you want the most current form of the class, that would be on the gracelifebiblechurch.com website. And it's right here, the From This Generation Forever. So here's the most recent one from March 19, lesson 199. And then you can navigate through these buttons down here to get all the way back to the beginning. If you're so inclined, there's YouTube options. So we're trying to provide a lot of different ways to access that content. So as always, we appreciate you tuning in. God loves you and Christ died for your sins. If you are enjoying this channel, if you are getting some benefit out of it, if you consider liking this video, leaving a comment, sharing it, telling others about it. And we are about, on this channel, we're about the King James Bible, the Word of God rightly divided, dispensational truth, and the fundamental clarity of the gospel. The fundamental clarity of the gospel is that God loves you, Christ died for your sin. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, into the world so that Christ could go to the cross, and at the cross he would be delivered for our offenses, and on the cross he would suffer and shed his blood and make satisfaction and satisfy the offended justice of God against sin. And then he was going to be buried, and the third day he was going to rise again for our justification, as Paul talks about at the end of Romans 4. The gospel is simple. God loves you. Christ died for your sin. Trust the finished work of Jesus Christ today, his death, his burial, his resurrection, as the only total complete payment for your sin. Stop relying on your own ability, your own performance, your own effort, your own ability to keep the law, or some other religious list of do's and don'ts. All of those things, even on your best day with your best efforts, will leave you short of the glory of God. Jesus Christ died for your sin, was buried, and rose again. Trust the finished work, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ today as the only payment for your sin. You'll pass from death to life. You'll be taken out of Adam and baptized into the church, the body of Christ, spiritually by God the Holy Spirit. You'll be sealed until the day of redemption. Trust Christ today before it's everlasting too late. See you next week.